the darkest day in Vancouver's history. That is how the Canadian city's interim police chief described the mood after 11 people were killed and dozens of others were injured when a driver ploughed a car into a crowd at a street festival in Vancouver on Saturday evening. A five-year-old child was among the dead following the attack at the Lapu Lapu Day festival. Police have charged a 30-year-old man with 8 counts of second-degree murder. Josep Varda, co-owner of a food truck, Bow Bins, told the BBC what he witnessed at the festival.
In the corner of my eye, I saw like a fast-moving vehicle, but didn't really make sense to me because we were still busy. The road was still packed with a bunch of people. And before I knew it, the car was driving 100 kilometers down a straight line, misses every single food truck, every single obstacle other than the people. And he just drives right through all the people. I believe about 2 or 3 of my customers were hit. Yeah, it was pretty devastating.
We can talk now to Kim Bolan, who is a crime reporter with the Vancouver Sun and who has been covering this story. Kim, good morning. Thank you for joining us. Can you talk us through what happened at this festival, which was attended by thousands of people, including very many young families?
Yes, it's a wonderful festival. It's not that far from my home in a residential neighborhood in Vancouver. As the witness just depicted, there were a bunch of food trucks there. There were events that were kind of on school grounds adjacent to where the food trucks were right on the road. Normally or often, police put up barricades when these kinds of street festivals take place. They decided they weren't necessary to have these hard barricades there for this event. It was Saturday evening, just after 8 p.m. The festival was winding down, but there were still a lot of people around. And this car came from the west. It was an SUV, an Audi SUV, and it just bowled down all the people that were still there on the street. I mean, it was just devastating. You know, unfortunately, video was circulating on social media soon afterwards, and it really looked like a war zone, and I've been in war zones. So we're all still reeling here. I was at the scene about an hour after it happened, and I've been up for most of the last 27 hours working on stories related to this. But, you know, unfortunately, we do have 11 victims so far. Some of the injured, critical condition, so that death toll could still rise.
How was the suspect then apprehended?
Interestingly, people in the crowd took the suspect into their own custody while they awaited for police. He seemed really disorientated and was kind of mumbling, sorry, sorry. He's 30 years old. His name is Adam Lowe. I've dug into his past. He has no criminal history here, but he has a long history of interactions with police related to mental health issues. So we're still hoping to get more from him, but I did discover that his own brother was murdered last year in Vancouver. Charges were laid. Afterwards, his mother attempted suicide, and he was appealing to the public for funds at that time, you know, to help get the family back on track. So quite a bizarre history in his own family's life. But he then spiraled mentally. He's had interactions with mental health professionals, including right before this event happened. So there's a lot of questions being asked about, you know, why wasn't more done to take this person who was clearly dangerous off the streets?
And police say that this was not a terrorist attack. What else have they been saying about it?
Well, that's basically all they've said. And, you know, I think that was a very important thing to say because we're on the eve of an election here, a federal election. And, you know, people have great fear about increasing crime rates. You know, the parties have, you know, kind of put their campaigns front and center related to what's been done to deal with not only crime, but addiction issues here. You know, of course. So the good thing is no politicians have really tried to take advantage of this, to politicize this terrible, terrible event. But that's probably because the police came out very quickly within hours and said there is no evidence this is a terrorist attack.
Is the attack, do you think the attack will have an influence then on the elections?
I don't think so. I think people, well, we had record turnouts in advance polls. So, you know, that's many people have already, millions of people have already voted. But very dug in this campaign, more so than they usually are, primarily because of what's happening in the United States and Trump's threats to annex Canada, and of course the tariffs that we're all dealing with around the world. So, you know, interestingly, the Conservative Party, which is sort of the law and order, tough on crime party, was expected to win this election right at the time that Justin Trudeau, our previous prime minister, resigned. But right now, the Liberals are slightly ahead. It's going to be a very tight election. But, you know, all the pollsters are predicting that there will be a Liberal majority.
In relation to the attack then in Vancouver, the festival where the attack happened was organized by the Filipino community. Can you tell me about that community in Vancouver and what the mood is like there now today?
I can't tell you the number of people I saw weeping today just walking around near where this terrible event occurred. Politicians were weeping, and sincerely, I feel like everyone is reeling. The Filipino community is very well loved here. They often immigrate to Canada to be caregivers. They work in daycare. There are a lot are hired as nannies. They work in healthcare. They work in our senior centers, taking care of our elderly. So, you know, they're not a community that anyone you would think would deliberately target. But they're just devastated, honestly. And these poor families, you know, not just the ones that have lost someone, but the ones that have been injured. And the witness accounts that I got today when I was just walking around near the event were just like so gut-wrenching, like really gut-wrenching. And a lot of people, even those who were not physically injured, are going to be dealing with this for years to come.
Kim, thank you very much for staying up to speak with us this morning. That's Kim Bolan, crime reporter with the Vancouver Sun.